Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement for today will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. I kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following words of encouragement, Brother Tansel will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Danielle. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice, wherever you are. Thank you for joining us this morning for our Grace Nurture conference call and on this December 10th. So I wanted to start out by telling you a little story and then talk about how our gratitude for everything the Lord gives us can help us through the day. So make sure you're keeping a gratitude journal. If it's not written down on paper, at least mentally, keep your gratitude journal. So the story goes, an old man going a lone highway came at the evening cold and gray. to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. Though man crossed in the twilight dim, the sullen stream had no fear for him. But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. Oh, man, said a fellow pilgrim near, you're wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build this bridge at evening tide? The builder lifted his old gray head. Good friend, in the path I have come, he said, there followed after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that has been as naught to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building the bridge for him. So that's my Will Allen Thromgood. So sometimes these bridges that we build are to help people get to the other side. And sometimes bridges that are built for us were not really meant for us to get to the other side. So we have to be careful about that. There's a recent story about someone I know who received a phone call, and they were told that, you know, they won $3.9 million from this company that gives away a lot of money from time to time, and there's a lot of hoopla and jumping around and dancing, and a check is given. But anyway, he went to his address, sitting there at home, peeping out the windows, waiting for about 4 hours, and no one ever showed up. So when he called me to tell me about it, I told him, I said, don't worry, they're not going to come. So don't clarify your address with anyone. Don't clarify your phone number. This ain't even you if someone calls that you don't know. There's so many scams out there. There's so many bridges being built for us that we don't need to cross. So don't be in a position of being greedy or wanting anything. If you didn't prompt a call to someone, then don't take any phone calls, and don't give out any information over the phone. This is the season of scams, and there's so many of them out there. So do your homework, do your research before you cross those bridges. So if you stay in a state of gratitude and engage your five senses, this can help you with just being grateful that for what you have. Don't be overly greedy for things in this world. In Ephesians 5 and 20, it says, give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 5 and 10 that we are supposed to give thanks to God all the time. Sometimes it's hard for us to think about things to be thankful for. So get your gratitude journal out and keep it with you. We all have five senses. These are a sensation that God has given us to experience the world. So let us think of ways that we can be thankful and show gratitude with each of our senses. Through our sense of sight, what can we be thankful for that we can see? Maybe the sky, maybe the stars, the colors. Every now and then you'll see a rainbow. You'll see our beautiful sunsets or a beautiful flower that even grows in the wintertime. Are you thankful for the rain? I know it's raining here in Georgia. So as Brother Bradshaw says, make sure you got your rain jacket and your galoshes ready because you're going to need them. One of the other five senses is feel. What can you be thankful for that you're able to feel? Maybe it's a cool breeze, the warmth of the sun, a rain on a summer evening, or in the winter snow. Your sense of taste. Are there things that you can taste that you are thankful for? A tall glass of lemonade, a bowl of your favorite ice cream, and fresh berries picked from a bush or a warm apple pie. Be thankful and have gratitude for your sense of smell. You know, smell can trigger all kinds of thoughts. What smells are you thankful for? Smell of freshly baked cookies or the smell of a rose or a campfire in the fall, or sometimes when people are burning wood from their house, it just brings back memories of my grandparents, and I'm grateful and I'm thankful. Are you thankful for what you hear? So make sure you're listening to the right thing if you're thankful for what you hear. Are there sounds you're thankful for? The birds chirping in the morning, or at night, some people fall asleep to the rain or the crickets that are chirping in the background. But I would encourage you, always be in a state of gratitude and use your five senses to engage your soul for your salvation. So if you've had a hard time coming up with something to be thankful for, just remember your five senses and think about the things you have to be thankful for. So let's talk about some folks that were grateful in the Bible. We may not get to all of these for the sake of time, but both Hannah and Mary were grateful, and they expressed gratitude and gratefulness. And then there's the story of Jesus and the 10 lepers. Now, it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off, 13. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw him, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And they were not looked favorably on during that time. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to them, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." You see, leprosy was a terrible disease that affected the skin and the nerves, and it was highly contagious, so those who contracted it were forced to move from the general population and live in the smaller, quote-unquote, leper colonies. So they were clustered together. And God gave specific instructions to the children of Israel about this disease, one of which was that a priest had to be the one to confirm healing, and this is why Jesus tells them to show themselves to the priest. Out of the 10 lepers, only one came back to thank Jesus. This was the first of the Bible stories about gratitude which came to mind because it's quite obvious. And I have to ask, would I have said thank you? I would like to think that I'd be that one also, but often God has blessed me with something and I didn't pause to appreciate it. A beautiful sunrise, a morning to myself. I'm going on walks more often nowadays and I'm actually tracking it and it's more helpful in me losing weight and feeling healthier. You could think of a walk through the woods or a thoughtful friend showing up at your door with coffee or just hugging your kids. And God does amazing things for us each day. And the beginning of gratitude is recognizing those special moments. So keep your gratitude journal handy. Watch out for those bridges that people are building for you. And when you build bridges, build good bridges. Make sure you get your measurements down. Make sure you get your people right. Make sure you can vision what it's going to look like when you finish. See that bridge being built for someone else and lift them up around you. Now would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Father, thank you for all the bridges you've built for us in the Bible, all the bridges you've built for us in our life to get to the other side of what we're going through. Thank you for giving us the bridge to build for someone else and helping us see that we can build it if we try. Father, there's so many needs out there at this time. Let us remain at a spirit of gratefulness and having a grateful heart for what we have and the people in our lives, and let us always aspire to reach good people, great people, better people, people that we can help and connect with, and we don't always ask for something back, Lord, like the lepers. Only one, thank God, but 90% of them did not. We don't do things in this life to get thanks back. Just do the right thing. God is going to bless you. Don't look for the thanks. Sometimes it's not going to be there. Just do the hard work. Lord, thank you for all the lovely people on this call. Thank you for this lovely day that we're about to experience and receive. And we're asking that all prayers that are on our hearts and minds, that you're able to help us work through our situations, grant us peace and harmony, grant us a beautiful life together with the people that are so special to us. And as we are in the spirit of the season of remembering people that touched our lives, we're praying for the bereaved as also and people that have lost people that they care about so deeply. We pray for all of our healthcare workers. We pray for all of our people that we're taking the precautions to be as safe as we can. In Jesus' name, we pray today. Amen.